Welcome to The Reiki Show, hosted by Reiki authors Bronwyn and Fran Steiner, founders of the International House of Reiki. Find out more at www.reiki.net.au.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Reiki Show. Today, your host is only Franz. Well, I'm actually interviewing Bronwyn, who's normally my co-host, and we'll be interviewing her about the Remembering program. Welcome, Bronwyn.
Thanks, Franz.
Can you tell us why we created the Remembering program?
Okay. We lived in India for a couple of years. We spent a lot of time and even had a Reiki center up in Darjeeling in the Indian Himalaya. Darjeeling is a place where many Buddhists live, and we knew a lot of Buddhists, and it became an interest of ours. We came across some Buddhist practices, which we thought were really interesting. However, we felt that they didn't relate to the Western experience. We were inspired by this practice and created something which we've called the Remembering.
So would you say that the Remembering program is a Reiki course?
No, it's got nothing to do with Reiki, in that it doesn't come from Japan, it wasn't created by Yasui Makao, it doesn't have the majority of the elements that the system of Reiki has. So no, it's not. On the other hand, it is a beneficial practice for Reiki practitioners.
Do you think it's beneficial because a lot of time within the system of Reiki, people focus mainly on the aspect of hands-on healing, while this is really a meditation program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good point. If we look at the basic principle behind the system of Reiki, it is about connecting to ourselves and the universe and working within that. So using the energy of that to heal ourselves, to heal others. And the remembering is about connecting to who we really are. And that is in line with the same principles. It's about finding out how we connect to the universe and what our place is within that.
Did you create the Remembering program solely as an online program?
No, actually, we started teaching the Remembering a number of years ago. It's something that we've always been interested in, and we taught it as a live course in Australia. However, we've looked for other ways to then bring the Remembering to people, and I think that an online course is an excellent way for reaching more people. This particular course translates beautifully into an online course. Each day of the course builds upon an aspect from the day before. You need to do day one on the online course to be able to do day two. You take an aspect from day one, bring it into day two, and so on all the way up to day five. And that is just perfect for an online course. So it's something you practice from when you get the meditation to the next day, and then you're ready to actually take on the next aspect.
So they're like building blocks.
Absolutely. And in fact, the setup of the Remembering is that we have a two-day preparation and then actual three-day meditation. So the Remembering meditation is 3 days long. And by the end of that 3 days, you then have something which you can take away. And it is totally unique to you. This is not a program that says this is what you must think, this is what you must believe or say or anything like that. It's totally about you and what your experience is during the meditation, and what comes out at the end, and that sense of connection is unique.
So would you say that after people have finished the five-day Remembering program, would they stop the program, or would they actually continue working with this meditation?
Self-practice is something that we need to continue. The great thing about this meditation is that when you come out of it, you have something special, this unique thing that you can connect to for yourself. So it's something that's just for you. When you connect to this remembering for yourself, you can get into it quite quickly. So in reality, the more that you do it, the quicker that you can get into it. And it will affect your whole day. And the more often that you do it, the more that this sense of remembering will become a part of your life. So yes, if you can, continue after the meditation, because it's something that can really create quite a difference to your life if you let it.
Let me think about this. So it's a 5-day program. At the end of the 5th day, you have something, what is a solid meditation practice, what you have created over the last 5 days, and then you can keep working with that.
Absolutely. And as I said, it doesn't have to be a long practice. The idea is that the more often that you do it, the quicker that it is to actually connect to it and to bring that into your life.
Good. So tell me a little bit about online courses. You do a couple of different online courses, but how do you give that after support?
Okay, well, here's the plug. I do think that there is a definite place for online courses in the world. One is that you can reach more people. It's a great way of getting out there and letting people know about practices that they can do for themselves. People who live in rural areas, we have that a lot in Australia, obviously, but, you know, people coming from different countries, being able to access information. So I think that in itself is a great benefit. What we've done is we've created a student website, and that's for our live students as well as our online students. Each of our courses has its own place within that student website, so all the rememberers can come together and they can discuss their practices, they can ask questions of other students, so their peer group, of teachers. We really do need support when we're working on ourselves. We need some guidance and we need to be able to talk about what's happening to us in a safe environment. So that's the idea of the forum, and I do think it's a great support. And any of the students can call us, they can email us. We are ready to help people wherever we possibly can to continue to develop their self-practice.
And the forum, is that a closed forum? Is that only for your students?
Absolutely. As I said, each course has its own area and no one else can access those areas. So whether they be our Shimpeden Level 3 students or Level 2, Level 1, our online 21-day program or our online remembering program, they all have their own place where they can get together with others and know that they're talking to people who have similar experiences.
So we've been talking about the remembering. So what is it really what we have to remember?
Well, I could say it's about remembering who we are, as we've already said, about remembering how to connect to the universe, everything, because absolutely everything is connected, but actually sensing that and knowing that inside. But I think that remembering is totally unique to you. And that's what this course brings out. It brings out what you need to remember for yourself, not what I think you ought to remember. So I guess I can't really answer that, but I can say that if you take the experience and you work with it, then you'll know what the remembering is.
Thank you, Bronwyn, for this interview, and thank you for telling us everything about the remembering program.
If you do have any questions, please give us a call or an email and we'd be happy to answer and enjoy. Thanks, Franz.
Thank you.